I am obviously sorry that we are here today, but these are extraordinary times, as you very well must know.
Look, I run risk management. I don't really see how that's a natural place to start cutting
jobs. We all understand this is in no way personal. The majority of this floor is being let go today. Ms. Bratberg is now going to run through the details of what the firm is offering.
Okay.
Mr. Dale, the firm is offering you 6 months severance at half your salary. You will keep all unvested options that you currently hold. Health will be extended through that period. You have until tomorrow at 4:47 to either take the offer or it will be revoked.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, the Rubicon, in 3, 2, 1.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Here grooving to the beat, P-Rock and CL Smooth, Check It Out off the Main Ingredient album, and I forgot to introduce the show. You're on the Rubicon with James Lewis. We are the preeminent healthcare media platform serving the urban culture on HR Voices Sirius XM 141. It is always a pleasure to be with you, broadcasting coast to coast, globally, and now on Lance Day Plus, about the profound impact healthcare has on individuals and communities. I want to start today's show with a topic that I take both professionally and personally, and that's concerning all of the layoffs in the healthcare industry. I can think of at least a dozen people that I know. These are people that I've stood tall with, colleagues of mine, friends of mine, individuals that have mentored me, individuals that are C-suite level decision makers and have been around for 25, 30 plus years, P&L superstars, clinicians, consultants, really the full gamut of people that I know and have had the opportunity. I talk on this show specifically about how much I've learned from my colleagues and how grateful I am to have been surrounded by wonderful colleagues, wonderful mentors. When I was a healthcare executive on the plan side, I had a lot of people that worked for me that taught me so much. I was an executive at a relatively young age, and I still needed mentorship. I had a lot of people that coached up to me. And to see the peril that the industry is facing right now, I take it very personal. I've been fortunate enough to get into media and to get into entrepreneurship. And that's the road that I took. But I know a lot of people that have been at companies for 15, 20 plus years, have a lot of equity, have been very successful, have been profitable, have managed others well, and built cultures and built networks that have been downsized out of jobs. And I find that very frustrating. I find it concerning. I find it frustrating. And John Gorman was on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he talked about a, quote, come to Jesus moment. He talked about with the cuts, starting with Doge, and whether you like the Trump administration or dislike the Trump administration, President Trump's not doing his job if he does not cut healthcare costs or get a task force together to cut healthcare costs. Healthcare costs are 17 cents on the dollar. That's not sustainable. RFK is not doing his job if he doesn't seek to cut costs. Dr. Mehmet Oz is not doing his job with the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services if he does not seek to cut costs. We have to find a way to usher in a new age of healthcare in the United States of America? And I don't have the answers to that. I've been around for a while. I've been very heavily involved in risk score modeling and financial projections, specifically when it comes to healthcare on the government side, Medicare, Medicaid, ACA. But I don't know how we cut costs from 17, 18 almost percent down to 12%. As long as there's a McDonald's adjacent to a Starbucks on every corner in every major metropolitan city in the country, it's going to be difficult to trim diabetes and the cost from diabetes and cancers from the dyes. I know that RFK is a big time. He doesn't want dyes in foods and processed stuff. But we're so far in that cycle. I mean, that's what America's been built on. That's part of our culture. It's the fact that you can go to Wendy's and get a triple stack at lunch and you can chase that down with a large fries and a Frosty. And as long as that is a part of American culture, we're always going to have poor health outcomes. But I see people that are being downsized out of jobs. People are DMing me. A lot of my colleagues, we're having discussions. What if Medicare and Medicaid go away completely or are stripped down significantly? I'm only 47 years old. I'm not in a position. I don't have the type of financial security to just walk away and retire and go fishing for the next 40 years or be on the golf course every morning at 7:30 a.m. I would have to start my career over. And I tell people all the time, if you're concerned about being downsized, even if you're not concerned about being downsized and you're a Gen Xer, a millennial, you still got 20 plus years in this MF-er. People have to have a plan B. And I'm fortunate to be in this healthcare media lane. I have an entrepreneurship mindset, but I know a lot of people that are 50-ish. They're concerned about being downsized. They have another 15 years to work. And I'm saying, man, you better have a plan B. Because you don't know what's going to happen with this economy. You don't know what's going to happen with this administration. You don't know what's going to happen with the next administration. You better have a plan B. If Lance J has to go back to law school, I might have to go back to law school and sit in classes for 3 years. If I have to invest in a plumbing or HVAC company or something that is a revenue generator, because I'm fortunate enough to have a little bit of cash, if I have to invest into something, I have to invest into something. But I think all of us, we have to have some real hard internal conversations. If you're not a clinician, if you're not an anesthesiologist or oncologist or orthopedic surgeon or someone that's irreplaceable, if you're an executive, you're a consultant, you work for one of the big four consulting firms, artificial intelligence, budget cuts, you have to be ready for career Armageddon. And that's my advice to people that listen to the show that work in healthcare, sharpen your skills. Don't be proud. Don't think that because you're an executive that you're making well into the six figures, that you might have a M or more in your 401k. Don't think that you're above getting fired. That your company will be around next year. Don't make the assumptions. Always continue to sharpen your skills. Invest in yourself. Grow. Get better. Because we just don't know what lies ahead in the future. Paragon 7 Studios. This is James Lewis, host of The Rubicon. If you or a loved one is aging into Medicare or have questions about enrollment in a local Medicaid or Affordable Care Act plan, please comment on any of our segments on Lance J Plus, hosted by Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. You can also follow Paragon 7 Studios on Instagram and direct message us with all of your questions about the best benefit packages for your family, budget, and the management of chronic conditions. Healthcare for the culture.
You're telling me when I switch to T-Mobile, you'll give me an iPhone 16 Pro and I can keep my old phone?
That's right. No trade-in.
There's always a trade-in.
Not at T-Mobile. For the first time ever, there's no trade-in needed.
No!
Yes. Also, at T-Mobile, you save at least 20% versus the other big guys.
I feel like I have to give you something in return for karma. Box of raisins. I'm a mom. A balloon. Banana peel.
For the first time ever, when you switch to T-Mobile, get a new iPhone 16 Pro on us. And keep your old phone, because there's no trade-in needed.
Take whatever you want.
There are risks when buying drugs like heroin, cocaine, crack, and pills off the street. But did you know that any of those drugs could also contain fentanyl? Fentanyl is an opioid 50 times stronger than heroin, and it contributed to over 80% of overdose deaths in Maryland. Anyone who uses drugs, even occasionally, is at risk of an overdose. Learn to reverse an overdose with an easy-to-use medication called Naloxone at stopoverdose.maryland.gov or call or text 988.